it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Met Council, highly controversial. Does anybody like the Met Council?
Like the Met Council likes the Met Council.
I'm not even sure they do, just from an insider.
Okay.
They approved a $56 million two-year contract that will add nearly round-the-clock security guards and also the Transit Rider Investment Program, agents at more of Metro Transit's busiest and most troubled transit stations. This includes the Snelling Avenue Green Line Station, the Brooklyn Center Transit Center, Uptown Transit Center. More personnel also roam train cars and stations in St. Paul's Hamlin Midway neighborhood and a handful of other locations. Okay, so for you to go back on mass transit in this town, let's include buses also, buses and light rail, what has to happen? 651-461-9226. I get it. For the light rail, the money is obscene, grotesque, and it doesn't match up with the benefit in any way, considering Southwest light rail. Remind me again. What is it again? $2 point something billion? Can you just Google again Southwest light rail, the latest number, and it seems like we're about due for another increase? So unless it's going to pick us up at our home, teleport us to wherever we want to go, it's not worth it. Most towns where subways and light rails work more efficiently, it's just tied to the fabric of how the city was built. I get the intrigue. I get how you worry about how many cars, how much highway, what are we doing to the climate. I get the appeal, but the cost is asinine. Where are we at now in Southwest Light Rail?
Looks like the projected cost originally was just a shade over $2 billion, but we, I think the latest estimate, $2.86
billion. Okay, so it's going to be a $3 billion Southwest Light Rail.
No, I don't think you heard it, $2.86.
I did. $3 billion more by the time it's done. Some people in our audience have no choice. Some people have no choice mainly due to finances. Sometimes it's age, where I have to go on light rail. I have to go on the bus. Some make the decision for efficiency. When they work, when they're convenient, Dave, they both can be great. You know, let's say you drive to either station and you park your car there, you bike there, and you're on there and with Wi-Fi and efficiency, and maybe it's a 30-minute drive, and hopefully you're not talking loud on the phone. Please, for the love of God, no. But you're texting, you're communicating, you're getting ready for work. You're communicating with loved ones. It really can work. The sad thing is, the safety has been shameful the last few years. I know I used to bring my son on it because he loves trains. And it hurts me greatly that I don't. I tried once last winter, and we went to about four or five stations, and people were coming up and saying stuff to us. And I'm like, Quentin, we're just going to get off right now. They don't have enough. The rate of serious crimes, reading from the Star Tribune story, like robbery, assault, and homicides on transit, has stayed low and stable for years. Officials say with fewer than five incidents per 100,000 rides. The rate of all crimes, which includes less serious crimes like drug use, vandalism, is higher and far more volatile. It's bounced between 10 and 25 incidents per 1,000 riders. And here we go. The total number of crimes reported jumped to more than 2,000 in each of the first two quarters of 2025. They're suggesting, Metro Transit Police suggest, because they have more people patrolling the trains, buses, and stations. That is an example. But we could open up the phones for a long time, just say anecdotal. How safe do you feel? How safe do you feel when people are sleeping on there? How safe do you feel when they're openly using drugs? How safe do you feel when there are interactions where you want no part of them? So, Dave, when you read this, it's significant money. $57 million over 2 years, round-the-clock security. That's good. Is that enough to convince Dave Harrigan, okay, I'm with my family. There's four of us. We could drive this, but you know what? I'd rather save the money. I'd rather have the efficiency, hop on the bus or light rail, and I'm now encouraged to the point where I'm going to give it a try again because of this change.
Show me results. This seems very promising.
Yep.
I'm happy to hear it, but show me results. I mean, part of the reason I don't ride right now is because it got to a point where I didn't feel comfortable always. I will still remember the day when I had to step over somebody who was laying by the door to get on the train. I said, you know, I think I'm good. This just doesn't feel right anymore. And this was well before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason I probably still don't ride is it's just not convenient.
Yeah.
It's just not convenient for where people. I am in, you know, right. In Woodbury. It's just so much more convenient just to drive myself downtown, find a spot to park. And, you know, I park in about Ashwaubenon, so I save money that way.
Yeah.
So it's really not that much of a cost savings. It would save miles on my car, sure. But I'd love to hear some results in a few months.
It's probably got to be both, don't you think, where not only you see the results, but other people you know who have experienced what you've experienced say, you know what, it is different.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, next summer, would I take my kids to a, you know, Twins game, Sunday afternoon game? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be fine with that, catching the train if they want to ride the train. Would I take them right, you know, on a Friday night game? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Adam was with us. He's a prime example. For a number of years, he would drive to the Fort Snelling station.
Yes.
And he would get a lot of his work done. Or, by the way, do no work, knowing that he was about to spend 8 hours in it and get away and listen to music, whatever it might be. He doesn't do it anymore. And I'm not talking about the folks who just never were going to do it. And that's you, right? And more often than not, am I on my own where I live in this town? Probably not, but I have some options, right? And if I'm younger, if I live in a different location, I want that to be an option for the staggering amount of money that we've spent on all these trains and these upkeeps and the upkeeping of it. If we don't keep spending, inventing words, it's always possible on radio. If we don't keep spending plenty more money in security, it's complete failure, right?
Sure.
If this doesn't work, double it. You have to exhaust every possibility of security, or else you're looking at billions and billions and billions of dollars. We already shut down the North Star one, which never even made it to St. Cloud, which was the whole point.
It's close, though.
Big Lake.
Not that close.
Not that close. And then here's the other big X factor before we pause and take calls and texts. A lot of people working from home. That home is their condo, their house, their parents' basement, whatever it might be. So the idea that it was set up under the guise of we're going to be more of a vibrant downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul, she's out of here. And on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 75%? 70? What do you say?
70s, maybe fair.
Yeah. Monday and Fridays, pretty damn quiet.
Mm-hmm.
30, 40% of what it used to be?
Yeah, better than that, but yeah. It's no 70.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some Mondays and Fridays when I leave here, I'm like, Jesus, there's no one here. So that's a factor also. What are your thoughts on it, and what would bring you back to a transit station, a train, a bus? How much is driven by security versus, I never thought the idea made any sense to begin with. 651-461-9226. When I talk about Amber Scholl and Team Scholl, I don't just talk about it on the air. I don't just mention that I've been with this office for 35 years, that Amber's been with the office for 15 years, that Amber's been running the office the last 3-4 years. I also talk to her and make sure I'm getting the best deal. And that's when I did, when I was making that long drive up to Duluth the other day. I had a number of questions. Amber had a number of questions for me. It was great. She's professional. She's smart. She's funny. She's likable. And they have so many good people like that with Team Scholl. They're not, it's just not Amber cobbling together insurance. It's American Family. It's American Family with a team. You want a local agent. You just do. If you just go with one of the big companies, including American Family, it's just better to know when the kid gets in the car accident or the tree falls on the roof or the hail happens, you have a local office. TeamScholl.com. If you're with a different insurance company, see if your rates are better. If you're just adding a kid, see if your rates are better. They'll help you out. TeamScholl.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm reading text here. As a retired Metro Transit driver, I can tell you that this announced dramatic improvement is complete BS. They've announced improvements 8 times over the last 6 years, and nothing improves it. That's experience. And I'm glad everybody texts 651-461-9226. But what's the alternative, Dave? They're not going to just shut them down. They're not going to say, okay, we have issues, and they do. And anybody who tells you they don't is lying. But they've decided when they installed them that they decided the costs were just too colossus to have the typical go through a turnstile. They've decided it's still too onerous, so they worry about the people who are riding for free. And some of those folks, the ones who are causing trouble, but you have this, you're billions and billions and billions of dollars into this. You can't just say, okay, we're shutting down every train and every bus. So they have to keep trying. And some of it's PR, but some of it is fact-based, and they need to see those the crime numbers drop.
Could you ever get to the point where you say, you know what, the trains just aren't worth it anymore?
Oh, I think there are tens of thousands of people who feel that way. But for the city, counties, and state to say, after billions of dollars, after all the trains and buses which work in various cities, states, and countries, that we're just going to concede? No. We're a long, long way away from that.
We're also a long, long way from places where these, you know, specifically the trains do work. You know, when we're talking about metro areas that are so condensed with people, then that's not the Twin Cities.
It's duly noted. Person put $4 billion, but let's just go with $3 billion. God knows when it's done. $4 billion assumes that all the stuff already installed will work and will not have to be replaced.
That's right.
Yeah. By the time the Southwest Light Rail gets done, what are they saying, 27? Some of the stuff's been already out there so long, it's probably broken down. Wait a minute, I thought there was no issue at all. It's safe and vibrant. I responded to the texter saying, We're down here every day. How many times have you had a problem during the day?
I got mugged 8 times.
Yeah, today.
Monday, just
yeah.
last Monday.
Zero. That's the amount of times a problem during the day. At night, I'm probably downtown on a weekend every other weekend. I don't live too far from it. I love all the restaurants, love all the fun. As I've said so many times, are there more areas now which aren't as safe as they were 10 years ago? Yep. Most of it's dependent upon the lack of police officers. And a lot of that happened because of COVID and George Floyd. But acting like there aren't so many restaurants and bars and fun places down here at night when you're going to feel safe, get out of here. Acting like we don't have crime issues in the rural area. Acting like we don't have crime issues in downtown 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And by the way, the trains with the individuals causing trouble, they're not always going downtown. Okay? Plenty of them are going other places. But if you want to go to the lazy stereotype that, oh, you can't come down here, you're just not coming down here. Officials should learn from officials in Japan. Well, I saw something last week about China. Did you see, they were able to get like numerous more super trains done that travel at ungodly speeds, and they're done like in a blink of the eye. Our infrastructure in our country has fallen so far behind other westernized countries. Why aren't we just tremendous at this? Why aren't we better with our infrastructure? We certainly spend enough. Our debt is uncalculable. So why don't we have better, infrastructure in this country? Professor, tell me why.
I'll get to work on that. I got to do some research.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. $500 million for the Gold Line Rapid Transit East Metro. The wife and I have friendly side bets with the number of riders we see in the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
I
look every time, too.
It's going to be a lot, isn't it?
Couple riders here, couple riders there.
Yeah. Let's go 50, just real quick here. Like it or not, this is why Trump is talking about sending places. There's a serious crime issue in cities. In certain places, it's worse. He's only looking for cities that align against his politics. And also, if he really wants to make it better, let's funnel a ton of money for law enforcement, for permanency. But if everything's perfectly clean and safe, that's a lie. But you're going to be having a nuanced approach to it. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.